Does tea lower your risk of having uric acid? Listen to find out. So there was this study, it was a meta-analysis really, and it was published back in 2017, Camilla sinensis in asymptomatic hyperuricemia, which basically just means, that's the Latin name for tea and given to people who had higher amounts of uric acid in their blood. And while they found 20 different studies that were examining if tea or some sort of tea-related product had an effect on uric acid, of the 20, they were really only able to find about 5 trials where there were 472 different people, and they looked at how much uric acid was in the blood. So like women, when it was 4.5 milligrams in every deciliter, that was, the spot. For men, it was 6.1. And for studies that had men and women, they looked at 5.5. And they're trying to find out if the tea tended to make it go below. And in general, it didn't. There were some sub-analysis that in school I was always told, like, oh, what a surprise, smaller studies. Like, sub-analyses tend to show differences. Now, they found that if people had below those amounts, they had more of an effect than if they were above. So I would say it's more as like a preventative, and of course they did your standard request, which is, hey, we need to have more studies, and these were all done in Rome, Italy. So feel free to drink tea.